This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That you control. If you want to get on the show with us and talk about whatever is on your mind, you can call 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight we've been talking about aliens, New Hampshire independence, and crypto. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
And Ian.
And Joa.
And Joa, you can, if you don't mind, continue reading that article we were on. Should there be a cop on the beat if people are going to be out there trading cryptocurrency?
Well, it's saying here that as more money flows into the gray area, no alien pun intended, the greater the systematic risks. Suppose an attempted exodus from Bitcoin overwhelmed crypto exchanges, rendering trading impossible. Investment funds might have to sell other assets to meet redemptions, a dynamic that can be destabilizing markets, particularly when leverage is involved. Or suppose a problem at Paxos, stranded crypto balances at PayPal. The rush to pull money out. I screenshotted the article because they make you pay for it, right?
So before you go on, he's talking about a theoretical situation where there's a huge rush to sell cryptocurrency.
So that's the run on the market that Elizabeth Warren is talking about?
Maybe. And there's a story that I have about just Elizabeth Warren and her opinion on a run on crypto. So I'm just trying to imagine this for a moment. So if there's a bunch of people that want to sell their crypto, then that's going to be a huge buying opportunity because a lot of people are, you know, would love to get crypto at a discount, right?
Yeah, oh, sure. Sale.
So if people are rushing to sell, that means the price could go down, right? Because if most people are dumping their crypto, then that also means that inevitably people are going to get on to make purchases. But I guess the person's concerned that all of this activity the exchanges wouldn't be able to handle. And we did see a situation in 2017 where that first, well, I can't call it the first big price spike, but one of the larger price spikes that happened was when crypto or Bitcoin hit $19,000 for the very first time ever. And there was a big run-up to that where it was, you know, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000. It just kept on going up over a period of several weeks. And the exchanges were having issues with onboarding new customers. There was a high demand. In this case, it was a demand to purchase Bitcoin, not so much to sell. There was a huge rush for people to purchase. And we did see what happened, which was the exchanges actually, some of them said, we're locking out new customers. We don't want to do this because obviously we want new customers, but honestly, we can't handle the volume. We can't handle like the onboarding process because for every new customer that comes onto an exchange, they all have to go through what's called a KYC or a Know Your Customer process, where each new customer has to show an ID. They have to type in their, you know, Social Security or whatever ID.
They could just stop doing that.
Well, they could, but then they'd get arrested and thrown into a prison cell if they're based in the United States or in most countries around the world. Most countries have Know Your Customer, anti-money laundering, anti-terrorism requirements. So they all feel like they have to do that to some extent. Although, to be fair, some exchanges are actually pretty decent, and they'll allow you to create an account and give you like up to a Bitcoin's worth of trading every day or like two Bitcoins worth of trading, which for most people is way more than what they'll ever need to trade, right, on a daily basis. I mean, how many people are going to want to trade $100,000 worth or $70,000 worth of coins in one
day?
So, I mean, there are some exchanges where you can just kind of sign up with an email address and get access to that, but none of those exchanges will allow you to deposit dollars. So you can't actually. So those are exchanges where you can only do crypto to crypto trades.
Right.
You can't you can't like send them a wire transfer.
They basically needed crypto to go into these exchanges in the first place, and then you couldn't just like attach your bank account and start purchasing.
Not to those sorts of exchanges. All of those, if you're going to attach a bank account, they got to know who you are.
Oh yeah.
So, but just to get back to this guy's concern is, well, you know, what happens if there's too many people coming in, and then you know the exchanges can't handle it? Well. Oh, well, I mean, you know, you're not you don't have a guarantee that you're going to have a spot at the exchange. I mean, the exchanges want to bring you in. They did, you know, hire more customer service people. They hired more tech people.
I was thinking they probably got better since then.
They did.
Crypto's gotten bigger and more mainstream.
Yeah, and it was growing pains. You know, every business that's succeeding, that is growing, has these, you know, a phase where they just can't handle what's coming in, and that's, for instance, like the Goldback guys. We talked about Goldbacks here on Free Talk Live. Goldback was so popular, for listeners that don't know, it's actually a gold currency, gold artwork, beautiful looking, these gold pieces that have as low as 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold in the actual piece. It's like the size of a dollar.
They can fit in your wallet. Yeah. It's a really nice, convenient thing that they created there.
It's so gorgeous.
It's just like a dollar. Flat currency.
Yeah, it's amazing. The technology behind it is really awesome, and it's something that makes gold useful again. And what they were doing originally was they were giving away one gold back, so 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold, so the lowest denomination, to anyone who would sign up at the UPMA, which is the United Precious Metals Association. And they had so many sign-ups, they didn't have to advertise this. It just, the word of mouth got around.
Just natural.
And at some point, they were like, we've got to stop this. We can't handle the influx of people. We can't, if we have any ads somewhere, turn them off. We can't take this. We're so backed up. The Goldback people are so backed up with orders. It was literally taking weeks and weeks for people to get their orders
in. I mean, if there was one vendor that stayed busy the whole time at Porkfest, that was the
Goldback table.
Nice. Because no one wanted to use their crypto.
Right.
When it was so low. Like, I'm not going to buy, I make a joke about this because I got a Bitcoin years ago just from listening to a speech, and I bought a smoothie with it.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. This is the first time I ever owned Bitcoin. But, like, it's the same idea. Like, you don't want to be using that Bitcoin, and then a few years later it's worth $60,000. You know, it's like.
But the good news is there are a lot of exchanges out there. There's probably thousands of them. I mean, whether you can trust them all or not is another question. And we're going to start seeing more decentralization of exchanges as well, because especially now with the federal government is looking to crack down on crypto.
Get their hands in it.
This infrastructure bill has been freaking out a lot of the crypto people because it's talking about regulating. You know, it depends on the way you interpret the language. I haven't read it, but I've read some interpretations of it who say that it could interpret that miners, the crypto miners, would then become what are considered quote-unquote brokers under this bill.
Wow.
And they'd have to start paying taxes or something like that, or doing Know Your Customer on nodes or something. It's getting really complicated. It's getting really crazy. And so I think, the market hopefully is going to get away from these centralized exchanges and move towards decentralized exchanges, which we've yet to really see a really successful example of a decentralized exchange. And the reason for that is not that the technology isn't there, because it's kind of there at this point. It's because people are happy with the centralized exchanges. They haven't been hacked too many times, and you shouldn't keep your crypto on them, but if you need to change a crypto into a different crypto, you got plenty of options, and it's usually fairly smooth. But as the government keeps cranking the regulations up and the control on these centralized exchanges, people are going to get sick of it, and they're going to start demanding another option where they don't have to follow Know Your Customer.
Let me continue here.
Yeah, sure.
Remind people what's happening here is, so current and former regulators, including SEC Chair Gary Gensler, are well aware of the dangers. Ideally, Congress would grant the SEC or the CFTC clear authority over cryptocurrencies, along with the resources needed to exercise it. This would allow them to subject exchanges and custodians to requirements commensurate to the risks. commensurate to the risk. And if Congress fails to act, regulators can still make progress. As Gensler has noted, the SEC can expand its authority by designating digital tokens as securities.
Sorry, I just wanted to say, regulators don't make progress, they hinder progress.
That's absolutely true, and that's what they're doing to the, as you said there, targeting tokens, calling them so-called securities. And that's what they're coming after the folks over at Library and Odyssey with.
Right.
They hit them with a lawsuit.
Well, why don't they go after Chuck E. Cheese, too, you know?
The tokens.
Yeah, got a fun spot.
Yeah, fun spot.
What do you think?
No, don't go after fun spot.
No, we love fun spot.
Do cryptocurrency users need the government's help? Call in at 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talking about cryptocurrency, but you can call in with whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. That's the number you need to call in to get on the show with us tonight. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
And Joa.
And Joa was reading to us an article from Bloomberg, an opinion piece apparently, about cryptocurrency. Should it be more regulated?
Well, obviously not.
Obviously not.
No, it's obvious to us, but the regulators disagree.
Oh, yeah, because their livelihoods are being threatened because they can't extort us easier. You know, they can't extort us in the ways that they were doing it before, so they have to find new avenues, right?
Well, cryptocurrency is dangerous. People could get hurt, Joa. I mean, don't we need government bureaucrats out there to help keep people safe?
I don't know. I never got a paper cut from a Bitcoin. I'm just kidding. But no, like, you know, people use U.S. dollars or, you know, Federal Reserve notes, ferns. They use those to do all kinds of evil things all the time.
Yeah, there's tons of fraud out there with the U.S. dollar. I mean, there's all kinds of scams that hit people. I mean,
Target gift cards.
Yeah, Target gift cards are one of the things. But what happens is, like, somebody will call up on a landline telephone, and they know if you get a landline, you're probably old, right? Because young people don't have landlines.
Possibly.
And so, you know, they call up the landline phone numbers, and they say things like, "We're with the federal government, and you owe us money. You press 1 to be connected with an operator." And, you know, and then they press 1, and it's like, "Hello, we're with the IRS, and you must pay us." These scams have been going on since before cryptocurrency, except they then have the person to go down to their bank and then send a wire transfer to Nigeria or, you know, India or whatever, and then, you know, they just got scammed.
I know a girl who's only a couple years older than me, so in her 20s, that got scammed earlier this year because she got a call on her cell phone, and they told her, like, "This is the IRS, and you owe us money. You didn't pay enough taxes last year. You got to go buy Target gift cards and send it to us," as if that would ever really happen. She just freaked out and did it and lost, like, $2,000.
And she's in her 20s?
Yeah, I thought that was insane that she would fall for something like that.
Yeah, these individual attacks are ridiculous, but, like, the bigger picture of it is that, you know, cryptocurrencies are not funding wars, illegal wars. It's U.S. dollars.
Yep.
And oil exchanges. Like that, you know, all kinds of things that they're doing, resources and just, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Paying politicians who routinely sexually abuse people.
Oh,
with
sure.
The dollar.
Dollars are getting paid for the, yep, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, your tax dollars contributed to the 11 officers at the Sununu Youth Detention Center here in New Hampshire.
The ones that were molesting kids, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they got cash bail.
Yeah. And more exchanges of U.S. dollars, right? But, you know, apparently you can hold a firearm to a child's head while they, you know, have their way with them. And I'm not just talking about one person.
Horrifying.
Multiple people.
Wow.
At gunpoint.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, bail. They got bail.
While our friend Nobody is still behind bars
for
allegedly selling Bitcoin.
It's possibly illegal, and it's just been weeks since his last hearing.
It has.
Haven't heard anything about it.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I guess the judge is trying to make his decision on this. I don't think it's very hard.
There was, I'll say this, there apparently was an in-chambers conference today with Nobody's attorneys, so there might be some sort of news soon. I haven't heard anything, because obviously Nobody can't call me. We can't legally talk under these insane bail conditions, but I do, you know, I get the updates from Pacer, so courtlistener.com's got them for free, but there was a conference today, so we'll see what happens.
Well, when it comes relative to, like, something we were talking about last
news.
Week.
I'm sorry. There's an in-chambers meeting, and the judge said he's going to release Rich with conditions that the defense and the government must negotiate.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
Sweet.
Yeah,
that's great. That's really great news.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Now, I'm sure they're going to want a bunch of money or who knows what the conditions are going to be. They're going to be restrictive. I know the judge did say during the hearing he would likely prohibit nobody from being on Free Talk Live.
Which is ridiculous. Hopefully he can get that just taken away after the fact anyway, because that's a clear, not discrimination, but clear infringement on his First Amendment.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Because he could call Free Talk Live from the jail cell as long as I'm not on the air, and you know he could be on the air that way, and he has done that.
Well, even if it was the Bitcoin thing, that's declared New Hampshire as free speech, right? Code on a computer is considered free speech.
Yeah.
I know you guys are not allowed to read this one, but
if only New Hampshire were its own place and it didn't have the federal government lording over it. So let's go on with more of your story. I think you were just getting into the excuses that they have for they want to control cryptocurrency.
Yeah, they want to. They can also use it as a way to approve ETFs. You know, granting approval only if they interact with exchanges meeting SEC-like regulatory requirements that would apply pressure to comply on the exchanges concerned. And, like, so bank supervisors, too, have a role to play, right? So, you know, I don't know. This is they go on and talk about PayPal and Cash App, and I don't really want to go into all that because, like, this is what they do in all these articles. But for all the irrational exuberance they've inspired, digital assets in the blockchain may yet have valuable applications. And I guess they're talking about just cryptocurrency in general there. Mm-hmm. And help transform finance in desirable ways. But if they're to realize this potential without doing unnecessary damage along the way, some new regulations is going to be needed. Oh, thanks for your opinion, Bloomberg.
Mm.
You know, no, we don't need that. What we need is privacy.
Mm.
Because that's what makes us individuals. You know, you start taking away our privacy, then who are we? We're just going to merge into this big gray atmosphere of, what do you call it?
Yeah. Hive minds?
Yes, exactly.
Drones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to agree with you that, you know, regulation is not going to help people. It's not going to protect people. It's not going to do any of those things. That's, of course, what they've always said. I mean, this is historically the regulator's excuse. So, bad things could happen, so you need us to help stop bad things from happening.
If you don't want to lose money with cryptocurrency, don't sell when it goes down.
That's pretty good advice, generally. Yeah. And we don't give financial advice here because we're not legal financial advisors or whatever, but from what I've seen, that's tended to be a good strategy.
Yes.
But the regulators have, from time immemorial, said that you need us to create regulations to help keep customers safe, and it's just a lie. The truth is, regulations keep businesses from competitors, like keep competitors out of the marketplace, keep upstarts, keep innovators out. If Uber and Lyft, and I'm no fan of these corporations, right? They are corporations, they're big companies, they suck in a lot of ways. But what they did do was they innovated, and they did it without asking permission. And that was the key to their success, and arguably they still aren't even profitable. But in theory, if they weren't humongous
corporations. Well, if the government got out of the way, they would be profitable.
Yeah, if they didn't have to fight legal fights in every single jurisdiction and pay tremendous legal bills. But they didn't ask permission to create their business. They just put it out there.
Right.
And if they'd asked permission, then the regulators would have said, whoa, you can't do that.
Right.
And they would have killed it in the cradle, so to speak.
603-283-6160. We'll be right back. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Additional U.S. forces are being moved to Afghanistan to assist with evacuation efforts and airport security in Kabul. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying roughly 3,000 troops are coming from nearby regions.
These forces are being deployed to support the orderly and safe reduction of civilian personnel at the request of the State Department and to help facilitate an accelerated process of working through SIV applicants.
President Biden says the ongoing coronavirus pandemic should not be politicized.
This isn't about politics. This is about keeping our children safe.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying children wearing face masks in school is about protecting kids, not politics. Gas prices up slightly on Thursday. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, just over $3.18. USA Radio News. A drought is hitting parts of the western United States especially hard.
Drought and high demand are expected to force the first ever mandatory cuts to water supply that 40 million people across the Colorado River depend on. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's project next week will spare cities and tribes but hit Arizona farmers hard. Pinal County, Arizona's top producer of cotton, barley, and livestock, says they will be hit very hard. Arizona is expected to lose 512,000 acre-feet of water. Nevada will lose 21,000 acre-feet. And Mexico will lose 80,000 acre-feet of water. An acre-foot is enough water to supply 1 to 2 households for a year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fred has weakened and is now a tropical depression. Forecasters do expect the storm to strengthen once again as it approaches Florida this weekend, possibly on Friday. Fred is currently about 110 miles east of Guantanamo, Cuba, and moving west-northwest at 15 miles per hour. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That you can control. You can call in at 603-283-6160. Talk about anything that's on your mind. Talk about your opinions about what we're talking about. Either way, 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
It's me, Ian.
And Joa.
And so far we've been talking about all kinds of different things, mostly crypto-related. Are we going to continue on with the Bloomberg story? Or
I'm done with that. I've got the Elizabeth Warren, though, who is sort of a related story, if you want to hear that.
Well, yeah, she's an alien, right?
I don't know, but she's ugly. I mean, you know, like an alien. But that's true for most politicians.
Well, she'd probably claim to be an alien. She'd be like, I got one thousandths or something like that.
When the aliens come, she's like, I'm actually part alien. Yeah.
So what is she saying?
According to news.bitcoin.com, this is a story from a few days ago. This Elizabeth Warren, a longtime Bitcoin skeptic, has shared her view of the benefits of cryptocurrencies, while noting that, quote, the biggest upside to cryptocurrency could be expansion or democratization of access to the financial system, unquote. She warned the crypto industry may need a federal bailout if something goes wrong, such as a, quote, run on crypto.
So when she says the crypto industry, is she talking about, like, Gemini and Kraken?
These exchanges that you're referring to, yeah.
They might need a bailout? That's just so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But here's the story. So she was asked about what she thought the cryptocurrency regulations should look like. Because remember, there's been a lot of discussion of this so-called infrastructure bill, $1 trillion infrastructure bill that has now passed the Senate. It's going to the House. So it's not a done deal yet, but, you know, you can expect if... You know, if anything, the House is going to add more spending to it.
Oh, of course.
So there's a lot of money that's being spent on so-called infrastructure, and some of these things include regulations on the cryptocurrency world. And so that's why she was talking with Bloomberg. Quote, this is what she says, if people are going to be out there trading it, there needs to be a cop on the beat. Because we love it when cops are around. I mean, they really help people.
Yeah, we need cops everywhere.
Because when there's not a cop on the beat in any market, then it's the small traders who get cheated, and that's always what worries me.
You know what will cheat the small traders? What always cheats the little guy is bailouts. Whenever the banks got bailed out in 2008, all it did was steal from the average American.
Well, whenever
the dollar.
Whenever they just make new numbers on the computer, or just what we call it, printing money, right? Whenever they do that, it's devaluing what's in your pocket. So, if they want to throw money at this, if they want to throw money at cryptocurrencies, well, it says two things to me. Well, one, good. Throw more money at it. It's going to make what I have worth more. And also, I think I think they're doing a transition. I think they're transitioning away from the physical currency of fiat into the crypto, into something that, everyone's going to eventually be on it,
Well, but that's not what the state wants. The government wants they want their own digital currency.
Right.
They
want
what's called a central bank digital currency, or CBDC.
Different from what we're used to with cryptocurrency.
Very different, because it's not crypto. It's not cryptographically secure. It's not private.
Right.
It's not open source. It's not any of the things that is cryptocurrency. It is totally controlled, totally centralized. And it's going to allow them, especially if they get rid of cash, like if they have a transitionary period of 5 or 10 years or something, they come out with a CBDC and they say, all right, well, you can keep using cash until 2025 or 2028, right, or something like that. But you need to trade in your cash. And we'll tell you what, if you trade in your cash, give us $100 in cash, we'll give you $110 in CBDCs. They could incentivize it.
Yeah.
Also, giving away welfare payments in the new CBDC, in the new digital dollar. Oh, you want to sign up for the new bailout or whatever? You're going to get the $1,400 check or the $2,000 check? Well, we don't give checks out anymore. Sorry. If you want to get the welfare, you're going to have to get the new Federal Reserve digital wallet or whatever. So that hasn't happened yet, but that's what they're talking is one of the things they're talking about. Now, they're not going to Warren's not talking about that in this particular story. She's addressing cryptocurrencies. Yeah. She wants a so-called cop on the beat. She continued saying, quote, this is about putting some basic rules in place so that anyone can trade with just some basic confidence that the biggest kinds of scams will have a cop on the beat to blow the whistle and put a stop to it. What a load. As though any cops have stopped all of the scams, the financial scams we touched on earlier with these, scam artists calling your phone and claiming to be from the IRS or the Social Security Administration.
Well, not even that. What about civil asset forfeiture, right? They literally steal your money. Like,
that's when it's actually the government taking your money.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to make it
sure as hell aren't going to stop doing that. Responding to a question specifically about what she thought the biggest upside and downsides were to cryptocurrency, she said, quote, the biggest upside to cryptocurrency would be expansion or democratization of access to the financial system. So it's nice that she can, positively comment about cryptocurrency. She's not completely anti-it.
Well, what does that even mean, democratization?
The idea would be that it puts the people in charge of money.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure she looks at it more of a democracy sort of thing of people voting on stuff or whatever. And that happens within cryptocurrencies. You can join, for instance, Dash was the first what they call decentralized autonomous organization, which was, I guess you could say they were the first successful decentralized autonomous organization. It allows the Dash, what they call masternodes, to put in proposals to the Dash masternode community, and then there's like 4,500 of these people, basically, and all of them have at least 1,000 Dash, which right now is, you know, that's a fair amount of money.
Yeah.
It's like $150,000 or something like that's worth of Dash. And they all get to vote on these proposals of, okay, well, there's this 10% of every mining reward, all the Dash that gets mined into existence goes into this promotional budget, basically. And the Dash masternodes, they vote on whether or not this should be spent over here. Like, they've advertised Dash in Venezuela, or they might have, like, a Dash race car in some, you know, NASCAR or whatever, right? Or put a Dash advertisement on an airplane.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, I've seen these, yeah.
Have you seen the actual advertisement? In,
I mean, I've heard that Dash is, like, plastering it everywhere, like, you know, and paying for it to be on.
Yeah, at one point, Matt, our normal Thursday night co-host, called me up. And he said, I just saw a Dash ad. This was years ago. He said, I just was on an airplane. I just saw a Dash ad on, like, the little in-screen monitors, or your in-seat monitors. So, yeah, they've done stuff like that.
The one thing I have noticed that commonly with the Dash, which was unusual, is, like, if you type in, like, crypto and, like, a GIF, you know, you try to put a GIF in
GIF
chat.
Search.
Yeah, you do crypto, it's gonna show Dash.
Hmm.
Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of Dash in Bitcoin, of course. But
these votes are voluntary. These votes are, you know, a choice. You can choose to be involved in these decentralized
right.
systems. Shapeshift, for instance, just went into a mode where they're now shifting out of being a corporation and becoming a decentralized autonomous organization. So Shapeshift, actually, they just had, as I understand it, a meeting today. They've been having these things that how to decentralize, how to go from being a centralized corporation, which is what they've been for the last half a decade, to a non-company, a thing that is like not owned by anyone, but yet controlled by thousands of people. This idea of a DAO or a decentralized autonomous organization. And what they did was they gave out tokens called the Fox token to all of their customers, essentially. And they gave some to like their employees and, you know, people that are involved in Shapeshift in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And everybody's got these tokens, and it allows them to essentially vote on proposals to have, you know, whatever. Like, oh, we want to hire this person to do this work on the system.
Sort of like what Elizabeth Warren's saying with this democratic...
That's the democratization.
Of
the financial system. And what we don't need, though, is what she wants, of course, which is control, the government to have control over these things.
Now, are they quoting her in this article of her saying crypto? Because crypto
yes.
implies, you know, anonymous and, you know, not able to be seen, right?
It implies that. However, as we know, a lot of these cryptocurrencies are public.
So let's not call them digital currencies. That's what I think.
Well, but they're still cryptographically based. They're solid as far as the math is concerned. They can't be hacked.
All right, you can call in with whatever is on your mind, or you can talk about what we're talking about. 603-283-6160.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the number you need to get on the show with us tonight. That's 603-283-6160. And right now, currently, we're talking about psychopaths who are running the world into the ground currently, insisting that you need them to help control your money.
Yep, that's right. And this latest psychopath is a woman named Elizabeth Warren, and she is a, I guess, senator from Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
Bad news. You know, of course, every senator is bad news. Rand Paul's probably the least bad of them, and even he ain't that great. By the way, did you hear Rand Paul got taken off of YouTube?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, apparently, as a doctor, he has opinions about COVID, and, well, they don't match up with the government's official opinion, so YouTube banned him for like 2 weeks.
No, science has been settled.
That's what they keep telling us.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a news.bitcoin.com story about Elizabeth Warren and what she has to say about cryptocurrency. She says there needs to be a cop on the beat to protect people from getting cheated.
I just hate when politicians try to sound relatable or cool. Like, who says that? We need a cop on the beat.
In her case, she probably is a cop lover. You know, no amount of cops is enough cops. They want to have more.
Oh, yeah.
They always want more cops. They want more toys. They want more Bearcats. They want more bombs. They want more guns. As long as it's in their hands, then that's okay.
No, what's funny is that she has a big Antifa support group.
Does she?
She does.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she talks about the upsides and the downsides of cryptocurrency, according to her. So she says the biggest upside could be expansion or democratization of access to the financial system. And then she also says right now in the United States, we have tens of millions of people who are either unbanked or underbanked, which means they have to go to the check cashers to pay 3% of their paycheck just to get their cash. They have to pay money in an order to make a payment on the utilities or to pay the rent payment, and that's costing these people a lot. And she's right about that. I mean, it is not easy to be a poor person and unbanked in the United States, where you've got to pay through the nose for these other services.
Well, it sounds like a banking cartel problem, not a cryptocurrency problem.
Well, you're absolutely right. And she's identifying the problem is being identified correctly. Although she's not blaming the banks for it, that's ultimately who is at fault, these old money financial systems, the Western Unions, the bankers, the MoneyGrams of the world. These services are expensive, and it just means if you're poor, you're paying through the nose for these basic, just like getting things done, basically, getting your money from your paycheck, paying the rent, paying the water bill. She says it's possible that moving to a digital currency system, or I should say expanding to a digital currency system, could bring in more people, and there are a lot of different ways that that could be designed.
Yeah, here's where she starts saying digital currency instead of crypto.
Yeah, and that's a good point. That's what you were asking about earlier, Joa, is she talking about cryptocurrency or is she talking about digital currency? Now, whether she knows the difference, we don't know. But she does use the term cryptocurrency at one point, and then she switches to using the term digital currency. And that may be because she does know the difference, and she wants to conflate the two and make the two sound like they're the same thing.
It's all by design.
Because they want people to get on the government's currency. Right. They want when or if or when the federal government comes out with its own, the Federal Reserve digital currency, they're going to be pimping that hard.
Yeah, they want to ride the currently mainstream hype around cryptocurrency, and they want to make it seem like it's the same thing. We made our own, and we made it better because it's the government and you love us.
She then says the downside to cryptocurrency is so long as it's an unregulated system, you might be pulling in more people so they can get cheated, and that's not what we want, she says. No, they want to do the cheating.
Right. The regulated system we have now has been cheating for hundreds of years, or 100 years. Wait, since 1913?
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Although, I think, didn't Lincoln screw people over before that with some kind of fake
dollars? Oh, the greenback,
She warned the bigger the current cryptocurrency market gets, the more it stays outside of the financial system, the more we could be facing another financial crash similar to the one in 2008, which was actually the reason why Satoshi Nakamoto came out with Bitcoin. He was inspired by the banking debacle of 2008.
This seems like reactionary. Like this is something that's probably going to affect her personally. Like, she has I've been to her house. I went to a protest.
Really?
At her house. Yeah, yeah. Go Dr. Shiva, sort of. I kind of like him. But, we went there and protested, but she's got this really historical house.
Is it like a mansion? Is it big?
It's pretty big, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty big. I'm pretty sure that the housing market would not be kind to her if it, crashed.
You could actually get to it? It wasn't like in a gated neighborhood?
No, she had like an iron fence. Yeah.
So she's got a big property then. It's fenced off.
I wouldn't say it's very big. It's got a, I don't know.
You can see it from the road. You can see her actual house.
You can walk right up to it. Yeah. I was sticking things in her fence.
She says if something goes wrong, if there's a run on crypto, if there's a problem elsewhere in the economy, I don't want the U.S. taxpayer to be the one who gets called on to back this up.
So, yeah, that's why we need bailouts. Wow, what a dumb idiot.
Yeah, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Like, what would that even look like?
Yeah.
What would a run on crypto look like?
But even if that could be done, why would... I'm just annoyed because she says, we don't want the taxpayers to, bear this burden, so that's why we need to do a bailout. That's the taxpayers bearing the burden.
Well, she's saying she doesn't want to do a bailout.
Oh, I thought she said there may need to be a bailout.
Well, that's what she's saying. She's saying if we don't regulate... Basically, she's painting us, a fear-filled picture here. She's saying, if we don't regulate, there could be a run on crypto, and so therefore, we'd then have to bail them out. We don't want to have to do that, is what she's saying. So she's saying we don't want to bail them out, but we would have to bail them out. But what would that even look like?
Okay,
are they going to give a bunch of money to the crypto exchanges? They don't need money.
They are shaking in their boots right now of this transfer of wealth from the powers that be to the real people, which is the individual, trying to secure their wealth, and they're scared.
Yeah, I understand this story a lot now more since, like, the headline, I thought she was going to be saying, if there's a run on crypto, we're going to bail them out. I thought that's what she was saying, and now I get what she's saying.
She's saying they could.
Saying that they might have to, like they might need to if there's a run on crypto.
But as Edge CEO Paul Play, who's a great guy, we've had him on the show a ton of times from crypto conferences, Edge Wallet, the CEO of Edge Wallet, Paul Play says, quote, "You can't have a run on crypto. You can't bail out crypto. You don't need to. That is the why of crypto."
But I think now I understand this article a lot more. It's literally just she wants to make the uninitiated scared of crypto.
Correct.
Yep. People who don't know the intricacies are going to be scared reading this, and they'll think, "Oh, we don't want another bailout." In fact, this is probably pointed towards the liberals. I mean, the Republicans, like my parents. "Oh, if we don't want another bailout. I don't want cryptocurrency because the government's going to have to bail them out."
Recently, Warren has been pressing for regulation of the crypto sector. She's urged Janet Yellen, who is the Treasury Secretary, to quickly adopt a policy to mitigate crypto's risks. She also asked the chairman of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, to come up with a policy on crypto and for the SEC to use its, quote, full authority, unquote, to regulate cryptocurrency trading. So this woman is not a friend of cryptocurrency. She, even though she might be able to identify some of the potential benefits, she also sees it as something that the government needs to have total control over, total regulatory control, and that is very scary. And it's unfortunate because if this government gang is successful in rolling out more regulations, it's just going to drive the crypto industry out of the United States. Crypto is not going away.
Right. You look at crypto, it makes us all individuals. We're not centralizing it into these big banks, and that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of us not being part of their system.
That's right.
Another thing that I like about crypto is just that it has nothing to do with any country. Like, you don't have to be, an American with the American U.S. dollar, and then people in other countries like, "Oh, what dollars do they spend?" Like, they could be using Bitcoin just like you. I don't know.
Yeah, something about truly that international.
Something about that is really, like,
galactic, and aliens could come and use it.
Maybe that's where it came from.
Maybe
when the aliens get here, they'll be interested and want to use it.
Maybe Satoshi Nakamoto is an alien.
I hope he is. Because what are they going to do, They can't throw him in jail, right?
Well, speaking of aliens, Joe has an article here for us about aliens.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, all right, look, I'm going to briefly go over this, is that we were supposed to have aliens come here.
And today.
Yeah, today.
Today.
And they were piggybacking asteroids and all stuff. This guy from the future is telling us this.
Vermin Supreme?
I wish it was him. That would make way more sense than this article I was reading. But, I hope they come here and solve all of our problems, because we're not, apparently humans are not very smart.
This has been Free Talk.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.